FM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we come before you with a spirit of expectation, O God, knowing that you're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, just have thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn into the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse. That's Revelation 3 and 7. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. The topic is, he is a God of an open door. People of God, we are in a new year. And we heard the word spoken through the man or woman of God for the year. Yes, we all hyped and we know God is going to do it. But it seems around about the 5th of January, the spirit of the people tends to go down. We tend to forget what God has spoken. Don't you know we have to do our part in order for the word to come to pass? So what do we have to do? I'm glad you asked. We have to pray until it come to pass. Many are fasting and praying and believing God for a change. They are believing God for a closer relationship with him. They are believing God for open doors and so many, many, many things. But guess what? Satan is going to fight you tooth and nail for it to not to come to pass. Come on here, somebody. We all face situations where it seems as though the door is shut. We are working hard, but we're not getting any good thing to come out of it. Some things that we ask God for, we tend to not to have it. It didn't come to pass. We still have this habit. The thoughts will tell us that we will never be nobody. We will never amount to anything. We can't have this. We will not be good enough to handle that situation or do this. That door is never going to open. That's what the enemy keep telling us, that we're not good enough to walk through a door that God has ordained for us. Sometimes it feels as though it is permanently locked for us, that we are permanently locked out. People God, first of all, I want you to know, doors represent a place of transition. And right now, I declare in the name of Jesus, you are about to transition into a place of greatness and abundance. No matter what the enemy said, I denounce it right now in the name of Jesus. You have to change your mindset. You got to believe what God believes about you. I know right now it may seem like nothing is working out, that the person you trusted in has walked away. They have betrayed you. Or you have came down with this illness. But God says he will open doors that no man can shut. God is your doorkeeper. He's in control of the doors in your life. You don't have to join no clique, and you don't have to kiss up to nobody. God will open up the doors that needs to be opened in your life. People of God, there is a set time when God moves in our lives. The pace, the measure, the impact, and the volume of the outpouring shift dramatically when you are moving in your destiny at the set time. Somebody better catch that. 2024 is your set time. You are strategically positioned to go higher than before, to do more than before, to see more than before, to flow with more anointing than before, and receive more blessings than before in 2024. That's why you got to change your mindset. And here comes the video bullshit. Sometimes you got to change your association, because everybody is not ready to go where God is getting ready to take you. Come on here. Ooh, hallelujah, I receive that by faith in the name of Jesus. And I heard the Lord say, look for a confirmation even within this month, for the Lord will confirm the word to you. Glory to God. You may be up against a chain door with a dead bolt lock. There's no way you can get well. There is no way you can start a business. Or you may feel, there is no way I can get free from this addiction, from this habit. But when it's your time, the Most High God will break the chains and unlock that door. You are about to walk into what you've been shut out of. Huh? Ooh, glory to God. Promotion, healing, freedom. You are about to meet the right people to fund your vision, huh? Get it real shy to take you higher, huh? Come on here, somebody. Don't believe the lies that the doors are permanently closed, because they're not. Because the God who opens doors is doing a new thing. He's about to take you where you've never been before. That's why you got to keep the faith. That's why you got to change your mindset. That's why you got to believe what God says about you. That's why you got to stay prayed up. That's why you got to stay in the face of God. That's why you have to fast. That's why you got to meditate. Because there are doors, that God is getting ready to open unto you. Even during this season right now, God is preparing you to walk into the doors, because he can't open the doors for you and you are not prepared to walk in them. Come on here, somebody. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, don't walk into a door he has not ordained for you to walk in. Somebody better catch this. Many of you are going to be called to come and speak. But don't be so quick to accept it unless you seek the Father. Because everybody is not ready to receive that word that God has placed in your spirit. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, don't waste your all. On fallow ground. Oh, come on here, somebody. This is the season. People of God, we got to hear the voice of God. And we got to move according to his will and to his way. Some of you are going to make enemies this year, because you're going to have to tell them, no, I can't go, because God told me not to go. Some of you are going to be talked about. Some of you are going to be lied on. Some of you are going to be people are going to think you are arrogant or you think you more than what you know. I am on assignment and I got to hear what to do, where to go, what to say, how to say it. This is the year. You see, God was preparing us for 2023. It's how you exit 2023 and how you entered 2024 made a big difference. If you enter 2024 with an impact and with a mind made up, I'm going to do what God said to do. I don't care what or who I got to give up. I am entering 2024 with God's power and God's authority. 2024, and I was looking it up, is associated with the priesthood. The number 24 is. And it takes on some other meaning as the number 12, since it is comprised of multiple of 12s. So 2024 means God's power and God's authority. And it also symbolizes a perfect foundation. And 24 is connected with the worship of God, especially at Jerusalem's temple. And people go, I believe this is very special for you. And I declare God's power and God's authority over this year in the mighty name of Jesus. And it all begins with honoring God. It all begins in reverence Him. It all begins in obeying His word. Oh, come on, here's somebody. This is your year to listen to God. This is your year of open doors, strictly open doors. But don't go in it without you seeking God if it's okay. That's enough right there to give Him praise. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you are the doorkeeper of our lives. Lord, thank you that our people and circumstances cannot keep us from what you have ordained for us. Father God, we believe that you are breaking the chains and opening the right doors, and that you would take us where we've never been. God, continue to increase within us as we decrease. God, even as many is consecrated and fasting before you, God, many are calling for a closer relationship. Many are calling for so many things, God. I pray, God, that you will answer, God. God, this is the year of open doors. God, we say yes to your way. God, continue to step up to walk in, God. We don't want to walk in them on our own reconnaissance, but we want to be led by the Spirit. And we say thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Continue to seek the face of God like never before. Pray and seek His face. God got so much in store for us for this year. And I thank you for tuning in on today. And if you want to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And go to my website, patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is